a strong stand, but is it in the wrong direction? Hey, hey, big shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies across America. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So check it out. Maybe not a surprise. This has already been discussed on the boards as something that was happening and coming down the pike since the governor of Colorado said that he was going for the guns, in a sense, and wasn't shy about it. Governor Hickenlooper had this to say about finally putting his John Hancock in a place where he really wanted it to be on some legislation that was going to limit bullets, among other things.
It's that simple. These high-capacity magazines have the potential to turn killers into killing machines. It allows us to at least contemplate that it's in certain circumstances, someone bent on destruction, even if they're slow just for a number of seconds, that allows others to escape.
All right, is he fair or foul on this? For many of you who have a lot of weapons, there's this theory that, okay, listen, if you've got a high-capacity mag, boom, 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 you have less time and you can fire off a hailstorm of hell that rains down on innocent people, and this is part of the whole mass killings thing. You know, like there was in Portland, there was the guy who went into the mall, but the gun got jammed, thank goodness, and that saved the lives of so many people. But is that theory one that doesn't really float for you as somebody who has a lot of weapons? I've gotten notes from people like Pete in Minnesota who says, you know, it doesn't matter. It comes down to the basics, because we've been talking about this for a long time. It comes down to the basic tenet that if the bad guy has the gun and we have none, who do you think is going to win? There's not enough statistical evidence to really support the claims of what people are saying about magazine capacity and so-called assault weapons, that by removing that, that's going to do anything to inhibit the people who want to do harm to others. If it was the magic pill, boy, that would be a whole different thing. It'd be kind of like getting the skinny pill. You want to lose a little weight, you get the magic elixir. It just is not the truth. The statistics do not bear it out. All right, so Pete writes me that email a day or so ago, and then the governor of Colorado signs in this legislation where any sale of guns, if you're selling your gun to the person next door, whatever, there has to be that background check, the whole thing, the whole enchilada, and we'll see what happens there. If that becomes the test case for the feds, which it probably, in a sense, will. However, I don't think any kind of federal legislation is going to go very far anyway. I mean, ultimately, we've seen this knocked out. The weapons ban has already been knocked out of the Senate's version of limiting guns, because I'll call it that, limiting guns. However, it still is woven into the fabric of defending the rights, taking them away, defending the rights, taking them away, defending the rights, taking them away. Second Amendment, a lot of people who hear that scoff at that and say, why do we always have to say Second Amendment? It's really stretching the imagination, because the founding fathers had muskets. They were dealing with muskets. It's a whole lot different with weaponry that we have now. So why put these limitations on? Why do that? Let's go to Mary, who's listening to us in Texas. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind?
I listened to you last night, but I didn't have the number to call you. And I finally got it today. The last call was from Tomas, and he said, oh, there's Rubio and there's Cruz, but they're Cuban. And then it went blank. Oh, you couldn't hear anything for a long time. And then it went to something else. But anyway, I just wanted to say what I think he was trying to say is that Cubans, Mexicans, Spaniards, Colombians, Peruvians, etc. speak Spanish. But difference, just like the Irish, the British, the Americans, and the Canadians, being that, let's say that if you had a president that was Irish, one that was British, one was American, one was Canadian, there is a difference. There is a difference.
But I was married to a Cuban American, and very much like Rubio, and coming from Florida, and there's a difference in the way the Cubans think they're Hispanics, how they think, versus how other Latinos feel in other parts of the country. Yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think what he was trying to get across, but I never heard, he never did say anything else, but when we have a Cuban, let's say we had a Cuban president, it's not the same as a Mexican president, Spaniard, Colombian, Peruvian, you know, same as the Irish, British, American.
Yeah.
There's a difference. So, yes. So what boat are they trying going after? All the Latinos? Just the Cubans? Just the Mexicans? What are they going after?
I think they're going after every vote they can. How do you shore up the base? How do you get more people involved? The overall, if you want to umbrella it like umbrella it, Caucasians, you know, white, African-American, just a huge umbrella, Hispanic, then they want every Hispanic vote they can get because Romney was clobbered. If he had gotten the, because they do the exit polls to look at the numbers, if he had gotten the numbers that George Bush got, he had a chance to win that election, a really good chance. But because he didn't get any of that demographic, it was so pitiful the amount he got, that there was a big realization that they have to come up with a way to embrace other people.
I think something that hurt him, Mitt Romney, was that recording when he said the rest of them and the rest of them. You remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
I heard him. I think that hurt him quite a bit because who's the rest of them?
Right. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That ultimately killed him. That was the videotape that was made when he was at the private house. And it was, I think it was the bartender that recorded that, and then that got out the, you know, talking about the percentages of people and the rest of them, like you said, that was the quote that really made the rounds, and I think that was one of the defining moments of that campaign. And then, of course, the others who didn't help very much, like Todd Akin and the Indiana guy, I can't think of his name right now, who also... threw some poison darts into the mix that hurt the Republican image overall, so because it was easy to pounce on that. I think, though, Mary, there's going to be a big turnaround. Thanks for the call. I think there's going to be a big turnaround for the Republican Party because the realization is, listen, there's people that are putting money into this. There's corporations putting money into this, and they are tired of losing. They're tired of losing. And how do you win this game? Do you turn the strategy around? I keep saying, how about people that are just authentic? What you think and what you feel is exactly that. You get the real deal. Whether we agree or disagree, it's just out there. Boom. Imagine that is the ideal, I think, candidate, which is why I think a lot of people like Chris Christie. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We anticipate that this exceptionally low range for the funds rate will be appropriate at least as long as the unemployment rate remains above 6.5%.
All right, that's the voice of Ben Bernanke. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I think Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas, had it right. Do we need a Federal Reserve? Do we need a Federal Reserve chairman? And the answer is, no offense, Big Ben, but I don't think we do. So here we go with the nonsense of the interest rates and where the interest rates going and blah, 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 blah. In 50 different directions. How about show us the money? Stop dickering around with the interest rates and the fake quantitative easing, which means that many people don't realize this. I mean, here's the thing. Here's what's happening. We're just printing money. We're just printing money with nothing to back it up. Nothing to back it up. And it's just paper. It's really paper. If you go into your wallet and touch it, just touch it, you'll see that this is just a paper product, and it's really becoming just a paper product. So to me, that's scary to hear him talk about interest rates. All right, the other thing is, what about Cyprus? Every time we hear about the EU and the concerns and what's the monetary situation off our shores, isn't it going to tank us because of some of the monies that we have tied up in other places? Ben Bernanke addressed that as well.
The vote failed, and the markets are up today, and I don't think that the impact has been enormous. I mean, I think it's something we're paying attention to. We are monitoring very carefully, but at this point, we're not seeing a major risk to the U.S. financial system or the U.S. economy.
All right, and that's talking about what's happening in Cyprus, the worries specifically there. You know, it's kind of eeny, meeny, miny, mo versus Italy. Greece was, of course, the big one, and bailouts. Gosh, how are we ultimately going to protect ourselves from that negative news that tanks our stocks? That's the thing. All right, as we move closer to home, back from Cyprus for a second, and talk about drones. Yep, going to be about 8,000 drones cruising around. 8,000 drones, one that could be coming to a neighborhood near you. I don't know about you, but if I'm out in my backyard, I don't want to see a drone hovering above. And trying to police my roadways with a drone is not what I want to see either. But the drones are here. They're the machines, and they're here to stay. So Senator Patrick Leahy definitely let his foot down on this one.
I'm convinced that the domestic use of drones to conduct surveillance and collect other information will have a broad and significant impact on the everyday lives of millions of Americans. I continue to have deep concerns about the constitutional and legal implications of such targeted killings.
Yeah, see, here's the problem. There's no rules. There's no black and white in this. And this is what Rand Paul was getting at. Show me the roadmap. What is the legal situation exactly like Patrick Leahy said? And where are the limitations? Can you just decide, oh, that's a bad guy, we're taking him out? We're not saying somebody with him with a gun and a cache of weapons taking people out, shooting them, and boom, the drone swoops in and meticulously eliminates that person, which is pretty difficult to do anyway. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the person suspected, but there's not necessarily hard proof. We think there might be, No, that's a big... No way can you do that. And luckily, the debate seems to be going in that direction, that inevitably, if we needed to use the drone, you could rally one if there was some terrible situation that happened. But why do we, on an everyday basis, need the drones crawling around in our neighborhood? Listen, I have a cop that lives down the street from me, nice as can be. We'll pull up, everything okay? How are you? Bum, bum, bum. It's great. But do we need over-interference like the suggestion of the drones? Absolutely not. We do not need more law enforcement, I think, in our Chile, because there's better ways for them to spend their resources. And to me, that's what has to happen. Spend the resources. If we're paying, spend the resources in a place, in a targeted place, for lack of a better way to describe it, that is much better than rambling through the neighborhoods looking to nail someone most likely for a ticket, for speeding or for something else. One of those. Something that didn't matter, though, in other words. That's what I'm getting at in my long-winded roundabout way. And so, thumbs down on the drones. You might see through different colored eyeglasses. And if you do, please throw in your 2 cents at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. With the drones in warfare, this is where I would probably part company with some people. I say you let them roll because we lose less men in the field. And there is a better chance to just get them, which did ultimately, in one case, did happen. I'm talking on a grander scale. I'm talking on the big scale of Osama bin Laden, and everything trickles down from there, the homegrown terrorists and the others who have been whipped into a frenzy by somebody else, which I'll never understand. All right, finally, as we are... often doing here on this show, we sometimes will mix things in a big pot, kind of like surprise soup. You just don't know what you're going to get. This comes to us about former Vikings quarterback Brett Favre. He isn't talking about his meeting with the NFL. He did meet with them about allegations that he sent those suggestive messages and lewd photos to a woman who worked for the New York Jets. And the revelations coming out of that meeting were zip, nada, nothing. Nothing. Steiger, who is the woman who's in the middle of this, has lawyers, but didn't comment on the allegations which were posted on the website, Deadspin, without her cooperation. And then it goes on certainly from there, because he's stuck in this situation. And, that's why the curiosity about what could they be talking about? How much of a suspension, should he have had? Is it a pay thing? How are they determining what to do? And I'm going to tell you, it's probably not going to end up well. I have a feeling it's not going to happen. Whatever was the ultimate deal with that New York Jets cheerleader, ooh, that's a mistake. And she's the former cheerleader. And if he had just not decided to pick somebody out of the company corral, he would have been a lot better off, a lot better off. But it's strange that all this time, this is how sometimes the court system works, this has gone on and on and on. And Favre was asked why people should believe he'll retire at the end of the season, and he said that was his plan all along. But he also said, let's get through the game, and we'll figure it out what happens with the rest of the year. And that was his modus operandi for many, many years, trying to figure out whether he was coming or going. And especially with the Vikings fans, because they got yanked all over the place. He was back. He wasn't back. And I'm going to say he doesn't come back for any reason. Whoops, I'm back. I'm back, and I'm better than ever. Better than ever. I'm going to squeeze this in quickly. Major Hassan, you know, I threw him in our dungeon. His attorney said he was ready to plead guilty to the 13 counts of premeditated murder he faces in the worst mass shooting on a U.S. military installation, but Army rules prohibit a judge from accepting a guilty plea to charges that carry the death penalty. So the Army psychiatrist will not be allowed to plead guilty to any charges in the 2009 Fort Hood shooting rampage. Major Hassan's attorneys previously said he was ready to plead guilty to those counts, like I mentioned, but it did not happen. How about this? Army, by the way, rules prohibit a judge from accepting a guilty plea to charges that carry the death penalty. So I have a feeling that they're going to get to this now as quickly as possible. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net. We're kicking the can down the road. Hang with us.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
That I am just blown away by the thoughts of all of you in this great country who are consistently emailing me about a plethora of things that annoy you, mostly having to do with what's not happening in Washington, the lack of what you feel is really good representation, and a slew of other things too mixed in between, just the usual, I want to vent. But the venting is often just so right on the money. So I would be remiss if we did not hurry up, run, and go check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you. All right, this one is from Zach Hamilton. And Zach says, Mistress Kate, how are you doing? Missed you the other day. I have to say I am so tired and sick of hearing about the lack of a budget. I guess we're all just used to the fact that we have no budget from our government, even though we all know to run our particular households, you have to know what's coming in and what's going out. It's such a game changer. Don't they realize that in D.C.? Why is this not a bigger deal to try to have some kind of a roadmap? The economy is so fragile. We know that it could collapse at any time, despite what we're reading and what we're seeing. I really, really believe that. What are your thoughts? Well, absolutely. The budget is the problem because it's always been busted. We need a budget that works. We need a budget that's reducing the deficit. What are we leaving to kids in the next generation? The answer is nothing. You know, supposedly you leave something better as you move along, because you give people behind you an opportunity to do even better. But certainly that doesn't seem to be the case with what we're seeing with this crazy spending, out of control spending in D.C. And that's what it is, because all you have to do is really dig, and you got to dig, but you keep digging, more than scratch the surface, and you find out some of the ridiculous things that we're paying way too much money for. And if you add them up all together, it adds up to a whole lot of money. A whole lot of money that we could be saving or spending. We could be saving to get out of that deficit. How about paying off more than the principal? How about not living on a credit card? I think people are worried about the economy, despite the fact that we keep hearing, oh, this is happening and more jobs are being created and everything else. We still haven't ultimately found that comfort zone. People are not in a comfort zone for the most part. Or maybe it's just the elimination of the middle class. Remember, shake yourself alive here. You can jump on the show and throw in your 2 cents at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. All right, we move on to this one from Duncan. And Duncan says, Kate, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but because you talked so much about the television wars before with David Letterman, how about Jimmy Fallon supposedly taking over the Tonight Show for Jay Leno? How huge is that for the former Saturday Night Liver? I know you sometimes talk on the lighter side because you say we get sick of jumping on the bully pulpit and kvetching about our weekly woes with the people in Washington. So I thought that I would interject this deal about Jay Leno. You know, thanks for that heads up. NBC did confirm that they've got a new studio for Jimmy Fallon, but they didn't comment on the fact that the studio might become home to The Tonight Show. There's just unidentified executives that are talking about a Fallon-Leno switch, that Fallon will be the guy. I mean, it's messy, because here's what happened. Remember before, Conan O'Brien, they're still licking their wounds from that. That was 2010. Leno ended up still with Tonight, and NBC lost Conan O'Brien because he got money to leave and to go to TBS. Leno's contract expires in September of 2014. Now you've got NBC Universal taken over by Comcast Corporation, which has a reputation for being much more disciplined. In other words, they operate on a budget. So NBC backtrack on Tonight, The Tonight Show, but that's not going to happen here. So Fallon even contacted supposedly Jay Leno to try to smooth the potential switch. The 62-year-old wasn't responding to anybody who had requests for what might be happening here. Isn't this interesting? Because Leno's been taking jabs on the air. But isn't it interesting that 2010, you rewind the clock, and Conan O'Brien was going to be that guy, was excited to be that guy, and then got screwed up in this mess. And so he's on the sidelines, and Jimmy Fallon may end up with this show. Wow. From Saturday Night Live to late night talk show host. But how many people are watching the late night talk shows anymore? How many people are hanging out, trying to stay awake to catch a few more lines or watch another interview? I don't know hardly anybody that watches those shows anymore, because they can get the news, even the comedic news, so much faster, and they're just not into it. They're not into watching a show, a Tonight Show that's very scripted, kind of like a variety hour, like they used to be in the 70s, 80s, and even the 90s. Let's move on to something else. Here's another one from Edward K. And Edward K. says, wow, I wish I could go to a garage sale, buy something for $3, and then learn that it's ultimately sold for $2.2 million. Whew. Turns out that this Chinese bowl was a piece of art, and there are only two in the world. Two in the world. It's the Ding Bowl. It goes all the way back to the 10th or 11th century, and there's only one more. The other one is in a British museum. So when you only have two in the world, that demand is going to drive up. It's going to drive up the costs of acquiring a piece like that. And here, these people who accidentally stumbled onto this bowl, pay $3, put it on the mantelpiece, wait for years and years and years, and people keep telling them how pretty the piece is, and then they finally decide to get wise and kind of ask a few questions, thinking they were going to get $200,000, but boy, were they wrong. Well over $2 million. How crazy is that? I mean, absolutely crazy. Here's one from Cal Parent. Cal Parent says, I think it's Parent. Cal Parent. What a name. Cal says, Kate, I don't know what your bracket looks like, but I filled out several different ones because I had a lot of the one seeds going through, but sometimes the opponent was different. I'd probably be best served if I did one bracket and laid it all on the line. Well, speaking of laying it all on the line, Thursday's NCAA tournament slate of games has a New Mexico State St. Louis battle that could be maybe one of the more interesting games on the board. I'm sure in a lot of the blogs and whatnot, people are already talking about it. It's not the only matchup, of course, on the day, and it's in the afternoon. It's 2:10 at tips East Coast time. You know, you have Pittsburgh and Wichita State, and this one is 1:40 Eastern time, so do your math accordingly. And there's some other games that I think could make for pretty interesting tournament. I love it when it's so close it ends by like 1 or 2 points, and maybe that happens here. But looking at the brackets, I'd say it's going to be hard to get in a groove. If you win the brackets, congratulations, because you had to do some research. I'm just thinking you had to do some kind of research, knowing that these tests can be incredibly long. Oof, incredibly long. And with March Madness comes our own little game that we like to play, kind of a nail-the-score version of Bracket Busters. We'll pick out two games. You tell us what the final score is going to be in those two games, and bada-bing, just like that, you are our next latest greatest winner. I'm so confident somebody is going to come up with the right numbers to win both of these hoop games, or at least one of them anyway. And then, voila, you have nailed the score.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low sodium, low cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spru seal of approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When it comes to defending their turf in a little place we like to call Washington Phony Baloney, D.C. But putting the phony balonies aside for a second, how about the governor of Colorado? First of all, his name is priceless, the Colorado governor. If you've never heard his name before, get ready. This is a good one. Governor John Hickenlooper. He signed bills, though, and really got some people upset. He signed bills that are game changers when it comes to gun ownership. It requires background checks for private and online gun sales. It bans ammunition mags that hold more than 15 rounds. So you have Colorado signing this into law. While the debate in the Democratic legislature was intense, Republicans warned that voters would make Democrats pay. The bills failed to get a single Republican vote. Hickenlooper said large magazines will have the potential to turn killers into killing machines. So what a big change this is for Democrats in a state where owning a gun is very common. It's as common as owning a car in some of the more rural areas. So what an interesting flip in a state that has also allows marijuana smoking. It's decriminalized for now anyway, and that's what's happening down in the square. People are doing just that. So a lot of Republicans who are from Colorado are not happy about it. They feel like it's overwhelming and it's upsetting, and they can't believe that there are even enough horses for this. But it's a done deal. It's a done deal. It's happening, and this is a train that cannot be stopped in Colorado. And in one way, very, very surprising. However, now he's getting some friends on the other side of the aisle, Democratic Congresswoman Rhonda Fields, who represents the district that includes the Aurora Theater, said the governor had signed common sense legislation. That why should we have our kids carrying bulletproof equipment, meaning backpacks and etc., and learning about ways to get out of wherever it is they are. So gun violence is what Rhonda Field says is nationwide, and sadly, and we're in such a fluctuating place right now that there's tragedies that could be converted if they had an armed guard, if there was an armed guard. That's the thing. So that's going on. Assault weapons ban dropped from the Senate bill. We'll see how far the Senate bill goes, and maybe not that far at all. All right, this is the segment that I like to call odds and ends. So you never know what's really going to crop up here. There's so much going on that's worth flinging out there, including Rand Paul, who really has taken off like his father took off and has taken to the politics game rather well. His famous filibuster just a week ago drew a lot of attention, and the Republican from Kentucky is somebody who's got a stronger border and comes together first, and that he feels that they have to do the same thing across the board at the White House. So interesting. A stronger border and Congress agreeing that border security has improved. The path to citizenship that Paul envisions would come with other conditions that would make it long and difficult for illegal immigrants to travel. Immigration reforms, according to Paul, he says, will not occur until conservative Republicans like myself become part of the solution. I'm here to begin that conversation and to be part of the solution instead of the whining. Boy, more and more, whether I agree with everything he says or just some of what he says, I like Rand Paul because he has no problem saying, here's what needs to happen, here's the answer I need, and I'm going to push until I get it, and I'm not going to back down on my fears about border security. And as part of the legislation, even though it might overlap with the Gang of Eight and their legislation that's coming out in this pathway to citizenship, he says you got to secure the border before illegal immigrants could take steps toward citizenship, because you got to get that first step to get support from conservatives, and they really don't have that across the board. Basically, so you know, in a nutshell, as part of the plan, illegal immigrants would begin temporary work visas and would have to wait for a certain period of time in a probationary legal status, if you will, before getting green cards. Then a panel would determine the number of visas per year. High-tech visas would be expanded, and a special visa for entrepreneurs would be issued. Illegal immigrants would not be able to get a citizenship path ahead of anyone attempting the process legally. And that seems to be still one of the biggest hurdles. And, you know, that's what it is. It's the fact that the visas are clobbering us. I mean, they are clocking us We are stuck with it often, and then what happens is sometimes the person just disappears off the radar, just disappears. You know what? As somebody told me, if you go back into the archives and just sit and think for a minute, when have you heard Reform and Control Act in the past? If you were thinking 1986, ding, 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 give yourself a pat on the back. Remember that act granted amnesty to 3 million illegal immigrants in 1988. Hispanics rewarded the Republican Party by voting even more heavily Democratic. And this is in 84, President Reagan winning re-election. Wow, how about that? How about that? So 50% of the population, 50% of the population wants to, is getting 10%, I'll say, of the minority vote. But I go back to originally what I mentioned, and I think that the senator from Kentucky has to get huge kudos for stepping in hard into what he's doing. I mean, really stepping in and not being afraid to, well, if this is what I'm saying is obsolete and doesn't work, that's okay. I'm not going to be right every single second. I can take it. I can take it if I have some critics on one side and I have some people who are thrilled to pieces by what I'm doing, because you're never going to please everybody 100% of the time across the board. And boy, don't we know that. Oof. Don't we know that big time. And with Rand Paul, I didn't say this, but he, you know, you have to look at the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and some of the places that he has spoken. And when you think of the numbers that there's no way we're going to deport, but when you think of the sheer volume of people that are under the wire, it's mind-boggling, almost paralyzing is what to do, what to do. And it comes at the right time, the Paul remarks, because the Republican Party is moving to do what it can to supposedly broaden its appeal to influential, easy for me to say, Latinos and other ethnic minorities after big election losses last fall.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.